Okay, we want to call this meeting of the Board of Trustees for Black Desert Infrastructure, Public Infrastructure District to order. Let's do a quick roll call for the audio recording. I'm Matt Entz, District Council with Snow, Jensen, and Reese. And we just go through, everybody would like to call out your name.
David Hutchison from CLA.
Brett Boren, PID Treasurer.
Patrick Manning, PID Chair.
Aaron Wade, Bond Council.
Damon Gorsuch, Council for Developer.
Looks like maybe
Natasha Osmus with Snow, Jensen, and Reese, and I think just Michael left.
Yeah, is Michael still on?
I don't see him on anymore.
We must have lost him. Okay. Well, let's forge ahead here. We want to go ahead, first of all, and approve the minutes from the last board meeting, which was held on May 9th. I believe these were circulated last week, and if the board doesn't have any questions, if we could get a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the last board meeting held on May 9th, 2024.
Okay.
Seconded.
And that was a second by Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And I should have noted for the recording that we do have a quorum of the board with Brett and Patrick here. We don't, as far as I can see, have any members of the public here. Natasha, you just confirm there's nobody there with you, right?
Correct. No one else has arrived to the meeting in person.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so jumping into the action items, the main item for today is to consider approval of a tentative amendment to the district's 2024 budget. We've wanted to do this to account for the new bond issuances that have occurred and are planned for this year, and also to facilitate an increase in the property tax rate up to the maximum allowed, which is 10 mils. And so, Michael, are you back with us now?
Yeah. Sorry, okay. It kicked me out for some reason.
No, you're good. I'm gonna go ahead and share the budget that you had sent this morning, and I'll turn the floor over to you to walk us through it, if that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we just took this current year's budget that we had already approved. Matt, you want to go down to the summary page? All right, so on the summary page, so we began with almost 11 million in fund balance. So when you see everything in the reddish purple, that's the stuff that we edited and included. So property taxes went up to the 515,000, which, and then you see if you drop down the 175 million. Now that is combined between capital projects and the debt service fund. All those add up to the 175. Well, when we get down, to capital projects and debt service, you'll see. And then when we add those with the current fund balance that we have with the property taxes and the interest income, it gets us to the 187. Now, on the interest income, at the beginning of the year, we showed the 450,000. Now, that's going to jump quite a bit because we're going to have half a year's interest on the 175 million. So I've got to figure that's going to wind up being a few million. But when David and Shelby take a look at that going forward, we'll make that adjustment in the final budget to bump that up to where we think that's going to be. But that's going to be a few million more. The 52 is coming in from debt service, and that's where the property taxes go into. So we're taking that 52, that'll come out of the property taxes. And then you drop down on the expenditures. When we get to capital projects, we just put in everything for expenditure. And then if we don't, whatever we don't spend, then just rolls into fund balance, and then we're able to reappropriate it next year. So Matt, you want to drop down? We'll cover debt service first. Okay, so on the revenues, again, going to the 10 mils gets us up to the 515,000. And then the 32 million, when you see down at the bottom, those are the accounts that in the bond documents. So we had to put capitalized interest and then the reserve account. So when you add those two together, that gets to the 32 million. Now there's one thing that I did miss on the total revenues. Obviously that subtotal's wrong. So when you see the fund balance from the summary page to this one, the 870,000 is going to be the difference. So the fund balance at the end of the year is going to be what's on the summary page. The summary page is right. It's just this one. So it's almost 41 million, but it's not quite when you get down to it. So expenditures, you see what we have coming in for the debt service, what the bond payments are going to be this year, what we pay UMB. And then again, the 52,000 that go to the general fund, we brought that in. That'll be taken care of through property taxes, and then we transfer that back out to the general fund. So that, again, that gets you, if you go to the summary page, let me scroll back, the true fund balance will be 40,793,383. So Matt, drop down to capital projects. So again, we just put the full amount that was in the bonds for the capital projects, the 143 million. And again, we just show that is the revenue, the expense. We're just going to say we're going to spend it all. So hopefully we can get as much done as we need to. Whatever we don't spend just rolls into fund balance. And then go down to the general fund, Matt. Nothing really changed on the general fund. So transfers in from debt service, which is the property taxes. And then we're going to show that we're going to spend them all. So that's what we have for the budget. Questions?
Aaron, I know you're on. I don't know if you had anything you wanted to share before we ask the board to take action on this.
No, I think, the one thing I'd just say, so we've got the updated indentures, we've got the signatures for those. We have an opinion that we'll deliver, and we just need, I think, to get the district to sign a certificate. And then, Matt, I think you and I, if you want to put together a draft of the opinion, or we could connect on that, we'll be able to get the supplements finalized to kind of put a bow on the process. But nothing specific to the budget. I don't stand behind them.
Okay, great.
I have one quick question here. Not a board member, but just going down to the general fund with your insurance cost, with that increased amount of money in the accounts, do you anticipate having a higher cost for the insurance? In my short lived experience in these funds and PIDs, and it seems like we ran into at least one that they had a large balance of cash in the account that they ran into an unexpected amount of insurance costs.
That's actually a really good question. I know one thing it's going to certainly affect is the premium for the officers' bonds. As far as liability insurance, we'll have to look into that. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, and I'll ask Shelby at the same time on our end, since she has a lot more experience on that. But it's just something that I do remember seeing, so I wanted to just bring that up just in case.
Well, and I want to say also that Anything anyone sees here that's maybe a bit wonky is our responsibility and not CLA's. This was a very quick and dirty because we wanted a quick turnaround. And so
No worries.
David and Shelby are going to help us clean this up before the board approves the final version. So, and then just before I ask for a motion on this, we do need to have a meeting to approve the final budget next week. We'll post for a public hearing to be held in that meeting to meet the requirements of the budget process. And so we should talk about date and time for that so that we can get that set. And I don't know, board members, if you have any preference or what your availability is early next week.
Matt, can I just, the reason we need a board for next week is we need to be able to get to the Washington County clerk auditor, the revised budget to get us to the 10 mils. So that's really the push is, by June 22nd, we have to have that information. That's why we would like it as soon as we can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I don't know if Patrick, does next Monday work for you? I could do before 9 or after 11 next Monday.
Monday, I can do.
We are going to need it to be past 9. Well, 10 o'clock, let's say, by the time we can get it posted.
Do we need to do another day, Michael?
Or is Monday? No, we just,
that's fine.
We just need 7 days. So it's just got to be later, a little bit later today, like 10, 11 o'clock, just so we can get the posting done.
So do we need... I'm confused. Do we need to meet?
Patrick, anytime after 11 will work for us if that works for you on Monday.
Yep.
Yeah, hang on. I can do 1 o'clock but I have to, I have to dial in.
Does that work for you, Brett?
Yeah, I've got a 1:30, but I could do 1 to 1:30 if it doesn't take longer than 30 minutes.
It shouldn't.
Let's do that. Shouldn't.
Okay, we'll plan on 1 o'clock next Monday and we'll get the posting done for that this morning. So, okay, so we just need a motion then to approve the tentative budget.
I'll make a motion to approve the tentative budget.
I'll second that.
That was a motion by Patrick and second by Brett. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thanks, guys. That was all of our business that we had on the agenda today. I did want to ask one question, and I know it's, I think it's been brought up before. I can't remember if I spoke with you about it, Brett, but I know that Stephanie is no longer with Black Desert, has moved on to other things. And so it may be time now that we've moved, you know, got through this big bond issuance that we just finished, be a good time to get a board member to replace her if the board would like. I assume that's the desire.
This is an interesting, she's actually asked to stay on.
Oh, she has. Okay.
Yeah. And I think we're okay with it, but, for moments like this where Patrick's not going to be able to be involved and maybe she's not, maybe it makes sense to add a fourth board member. But I don't know. Maybe we should talk offline, Matt, about that and figure that out. So I don't know what your thoughts are, Patrick.
I'm okay with either way. Okay if she stays on. I'm okay if we replace her. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be tough to increase the size of the board. I mean, we'd have to go back to Ivan's and have them approve that change.
Just replacing her. What's that process?
Replacing her is also, we would have to take a candidate or a nominee to the Ivan City Council and have them appoint the replacement.
Okay.
You know, shouldn't be a big deal. And if we want to change the makeup of the board, I would recommend if we want to make it bigger that we go to 5. It's really up to you guys. I just thought now might be a good time just to touch base on it and see what you wanted to do.
Why don't you let us touch base a little bit more, and then we may do that. But I think we talked about it a couple months ago, and I think we were fine with having her stay on.
Okay.
Provided certain things. So let us talk through that, and then we'll get back to you, Matt.
Okay, sounds good. So with that, unless anybody has something else, we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.